Hi, this is Steph with KillerSites.com. Welcome to the podcast. Today, I'm going to address a question that's been put to me many times. And that question is, what are the steps to becoming a professional web designer? To make a long story short, you need web design skills, and we're going to list those very soon. And you need lots of practice to develop those skills. The following list should provide the roadmap to becoming a professional web designer. Number one, learn HTML. Yes, there are programs like Dreamweaver and FrontPage that will allow you to build websites without actually looking into code. But at the end of the day, even when using these programs, understanding code will make your life a lot easier and will make your pages better. So you need to learn the basic building blocks of any website, and that's HTML. It's not that hard, and we provide I provide lots of articles and instructional material for you at killersites.com and howtobuildwebsites.com and so on. Number two, you need to learn CSS. CSS is the technology used to style your pages and to lay out your pages to give them pizzazz. So you need to learn this technology, of course. It's a little bit more challenging than HTML, but it's well worth your effort. Number three, next, you need to learn basic design skills. I'm talking about skills that are required to make a page look good. So understanding color and color combinations, white space, etc. These are design skills that predate web design, and it's just essential if you want to get anywhere in the web design profession. Because at the end of the day, people are looking at the design more than anything else, so your pages have to look good. Number four, you need to learn how to produce images for use on the web. That means you're probably going to have to learn how to use a program like Photoshop or something similar. And number five, you need to build a strong portfolio of websites that you've created. After you've mastered the techniques and technologies of web design, you need to show your skills and you need to develop your skills. That's where the portfolio comes in. That means it's time to build websites for yourself, friends, strangers, whomever. You need to do this. It's a crucial part of the process if you want to get into web design as a profession. What you'll find is that the old adage, if it's called an adage, practice makes perfect, is so true in web design. Because with each new site that you build, you're going to gain a new insight into web design. You will polish your skills. You'll learn new skills. And the same thing with regards to working with other people. It's important that you see people and you build sites for other people, because learning to deal with other people, the client, quote unquote, is part of the skills of becoming a web designer. One thing a lot of people don't consider when getting into web design is that people skills are crucial. I would argue that being able to work with people and communicate well with them is just about as important as having good coding skills. I'm going to get more into people skills, if you will, and communication skills and how it affects the web design process in another podcast. So you're going to have to wait till then. Thanks for listening. This has been Steph with KillerSites.com, and I hope you take something away from this short little podcast.